The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
What should you do if there is not a Free Grace Church near you? Can you start your own church? Is this okay? How would you go about doing that? So thankful you've joined us today on Grace in Focus as we bring you an interview that we did at our National Conference 2024 recently held at Camp Copus in Denton, Texas. Grace in Focus is a ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. We'd love for you to know more about us by going to our website, faithalone.org. There you can read one of many thousands of articles that we have. These are free articles, and we also have some products for sale there too, and our daily blogs. That's faithalone.org, our website. Now with today's discussion from our recent national conference, here are Ken Yates and Dick Swinston.
This is Ken Yates, and I'm here at the annual national conference of GES out of Camp Copus. And by the way, if you've never been, I really invite you to come. This is just a great, 4 days of Bible teaching and a lot of activities. There's stuff for the kids. There's putt-putt. There's swimming. There's things for young adults that we do. There's a campfire last night. So if you've ever thought, man, should I go to that? The answer is yes. And at these conferences, we have a number of speakers. For this episode of Grace in Focus, we are privileged to have one of those speakers, and I'm going to let him introduce himself. Who's with me
today? Hi, I am Dick Swinston, and I live outside Denver, Colorado in Centennial. Been there for since 86. Born, though, proudly in this Commonwealth, not state, Commonwealth of Kentucky.
He's saying that because I'm from Kentucky, too. He's originally from the western part of the state, and I am from the eastern part of the state of Kentucky. And so it's great to have a fellow Wildcat with me here.
And we both have our shoes on.
There you go. That's right. In our childhood, we were barefoot, but now we got our shoes on. Dix is dealing with a topic in his breakout session that I run into all the time. In fact, I would have to say that among Free Grace people, Dix, this is, I'm guessing, the question I get asked more than any other question. And by the way, it's not just people in the States. It's people, my daughter Catherine and I just came back from doing a regional in Europe. And we've got some people here at the conference that are living in Europe and they're visiting, and they ask the same question. So tell us, what is your breakout session going to be on?
Well, it's entitled, What to Do If There's Not a Free Grace Church Near You.
Bingo.
And
yeah,
this becomes a real problem for those of us in the Free Grace movement, because probably one of the singular topics and teachings for us is that faith alone in Christ, believe him for the promise of eternal life, and you've got eternal life. However, I would say over 99% of the churches you go into that might say they believe in faith alone in Christ alone, you got to read the doctrinal statement and see what they thread into that, whether it's repentance, whether it's living a lifestyle, whether it's doing this sort of stuff. And we're saying it's a free gift. So
what they do is they'll say, yes, we believe you're saved by grace through faith alone, but.
Yeah.
There's always a but.
There's always a but. And let me tell you, that's a big one. That's a big one.
Yeah.
So, and because when Jesus was talking to the woman at the well, there's no but in that.
Right.
And so anyway, what we're trying to do is we're saying that if you are free grace, if you're dispensational, and I think they both go hand in hand. I'm so looking forward to what you and Bob do on that, because I think it's two topics that are very, very intertwined with each other. What we're saying is that if you're free grace, what do you do? You're looking for a free grace church. Every time I come, you know, you'll have people saying, I'm sure you hear it all the time, hey, would you consider moving to, you know, such and such and start a church here? I've gotten to the point, no, I can't move. I've got a grandson now, but why don't you start it? There's three options that you have as when this comes as a believer, if you're a free grace believer.
Yeah, I just jump in here just for a second.
No,
yeah, Dix is bringing up some really, really good points, because when you're free grace, and he just touched on it, you go to this church, they're preaching, and they do those buts. Mm-hmm. You know, like, oh, yeah, you're saved by grace, but if you don't have good works, you're really not saved. Mm-hmm. You're saved by grace, but, you know, and there's always, and so you hear that, and you know it's wrong,
right,
and it's so frustrating.
Right.
And they have no concept of rewards. they have no concept of the return of the Lord. And
millennial kingdom of Christ. Right. And it, none of that's there.
Right. And you look around and that's the only options you have.
Right.
You know, or maybe you go to a church where they're just even more blunt and say, you'll lose your salvation.
Right.
Do you set in and listen to that? So
well,
go ahead.
What, right. What I say, there's three options.
Right.
Option number one is not a good option. You don't go to church. You just give up and you just kind of, you know, you do Christianity in a singular fashion, which it was never meant to be that. Christianity was always meant to be done in community. Of course, Hebrews 10, 23 through 25 says, let us not forsake our own assembly together, but, you know, getting together and encouraging one another. And so that's not an option. I mean, you can do that. Unfortunately, most people that go to church do that half the time. The average, I saw a statistic, the average church member considers himself a regular at such and such church if he goes two Sundays a month. And I'm kind of going, this is the body of Christ. This is why Christ died, to do this, to have an ecclesia, a body. So the second option is you compromise.
I've had Free Grace people tell me, and I understand it.
Yeah.
I'm just so frustrated. I'm just not going.
Right.
I just can't go listen to that.
Right.
You know, I know that it's false doctrine. I know that it's unbiblical. I just can't handle it anymore. And
right.
So I'm just not going to go.
Did you know that the Grace Evangelical Society offers an MDiv degree through our online seminary? And tuition is free to those who maintain a 3.0 grade average. It is a 3-year degree program, and you can submit your application now to gain acceptance. Then stay apprised of our registration periods for upcoming semester terms. Program and application details can be found at gesseminary.org. Have a look at our MDiv degree. Become an approved workman. Find out how. GESseminary.org.
Right.
I just can't go listen to that.
Right.
You know, I know that it's false doctrine. I know that it's unbiblical. I just can't handle it anymore. And
right.
So I'm just not going to go. So
no, it happens all the time.
I know.
No,
yeah.
It does. And it's easy to just say, well, you know, I'll read my own Bible on
sure.
Sundays and stuff like that. The second option is that you have to compromise. And if you take all the, say, you know, Lewis Berry Chafer's theology, the 10 theological doctrines, theology proper, bibliology, and you go through all those. My question is, if someone was at a church and their theology proper, talking about the Godhead, if they denied the Trinity, would you go to that church?
No.
No.
Right.
No, nobody would go to that church. Or what if in bibliology they said, well, the Bible's full of errors. It's a nice fable book. Would you go to? No, you wouldn't go to that church. If someone was teaching Christology, but they said, well, Jesus, he became God, but he hasn't always been God. Would you go to that church?
No.
No, nobody would. But here's what's the frustrating thing is, there may be a church that is orthodox in those things, but they're not orthodox in soteriology.
Doctrine of salvation.
Doctrine of salvation, you know. So my question is, you know, why would you go to that church? Because you're going to lead your kids down a wrong path. If you've got friends, they're going to come to that church. And you, what you've done when they've done that is you have brought them into what I consider to be a teaching where you don't know where you're going to spend eternity. Because there's no assurance if I've got to do something, if I've got to persevere to final salvation, I don't know if I'm going to be in heaven or not. So why would you do that? And that's why I always say, friends don't let friends go to bad churches. But there's a better option. And the third option is plant one. Do what Paul did. I mean, Paul went around sharing the gospel, and then he'd establish churches. You're saying, whoa, I'm not an apostle. I'm not a Paul. I can't teach the Bible. How in the world? It is so easy to do. All you got to do is you got to get two or three couples together and say, we are going to plant a Free Grace dispensational church here. Once that decision's made, it's very easy to do the other things. It just takes a home, or you can meet at a clubhouse or anything like that. The thing that most people don't, well, what are we going to do about music? That's so simple to do. You go on Worship House Media, and for $10 to $15 a song, you can download the best praise songs, all the lyrics up there, all the graphics. You stream it in the TV, and everybody's got this great worship service.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question. In your experience, when people are doing this, would you recommend putting something out on, where would you go, like Facebook or something, saying, like, let's say you live in a town, 50,000 people, no Free Grace Church mm-hmm. area, and you say, I'm wondering if there's any other couple that would be Free Grace. How would you put that out? to see if there's another couple in the area that you could start this church with.
Sure, and I think that's a great idea to do that way. And people that are listening to the radio show, you know, they're going to hear about it, and they're going to hear this interview, and if say they can contact us, and we'll help them get started.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that you could, chances are, if you're in a church, if you're, you know, Free Grace, and you're going to a church and you have to compromise some of it, there's at least one or two other couples in
that
church.
Oh, that's a good idea, right.
And say, hey, listen, and I'm sure they've said, oh, man, you know, they're so good in this, but the salvation, they just don't get it. And I want my friends to understand that they can have assurance of salvation. You might have two or three couples in that church. We're saying all it takes is, you know, Jesus says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. You get two or three to start this thing. You can easily get all the music you need offline. You can develop your church's own hymn book on the songs. And what we say is, what are some of your all's favorite praise songs? We download those, so they're singing their own. So it becomes a very organic, people-driven worship service.
Wow.
And the other thing that the people start saying is, well, I can't teach the Bible. I don't know the Bible that well. I do know Free Grace. What do we do about that? We are developing on our website, thepromisefellowship.com.
And that's where people can go if they're looking for advice,
and
right?
It should be up and running, you know, today. It should be up and running by June 1. So okay. Another gentleman here that is helping, Dan Strathman, is helping me do that. He's got a little micro fellowship that he and his wife Ellie are running. And what we want to do is have sermons, great Free Grace teaching. Like, it'd be great to have Ken Yates do something on dispensationalism. Bob Wilkin do a 4-part series on Free Grace. Dan Hauge, another, mm-hmm. I know you know Dan. Dan said, listen, you can have my sermons and you can put those on there. So what they have is they've got everything they need to do a church service. They got great Free Grace teaching. They've got great music. And then all they need to do is the one another passages, love one another, pray for one another, and we'll help them do that and show them what they need to do. My vision is we just blow this out across the country and start little, kind of like spider webbing it, the Free Grace movement throughout the United States.
Well, I got to tell you, Dix, I think something you just said is, I think people are reluctant, as you mentioned, because I can't teach, but I got to tell you, and I know you agree with me, if you know the Free Grace message, you are a better teacher than 99% of, well, everything that's going on in these churches that don't know that message, if you understand grace. So I want to encourage people who are doing this. If you got the message of grace down, you could do it.
Plant a church.
Yeah. Well, Dix, we appreciate that. And for people who are interested, contact Dick's organization there, and I'm sure he'll help you out.
Yeah, thepromisefellowship.com. ThePromiseFellowship.com.
Well, wherever you go to church, just remember,
keep grace in focus.
Would you be interested in some free ebooks on topics you hear on this program? Well, if you are, you need to come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We would love to hear from you. Maybe you've got a question, comment, or some feedback. If you do, please don't hesitate to send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. And when you do, very important, please let us know your radio station call letters and the city of your location. On our next episode, more from our recent national conference. What does Peter mean by an abundant entrance into the kingdom? Come back for that, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.